Okay, I guess it's not going to play today. Welcome to Faux Fantasy Radio with Fresh Heart, the Black Reporter.
I'm here.
Yeah.
But where's our intro?
You want us to play it? It didn't play automatically, and I'm in play. What's the story? I'll play it just so it could be a feature.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And Black Reporter.
Welcome, everybody. I guess that's what I needed to get me started. Welcome, 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 welcome to a new and improved. Well, not a new, but a new version of Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the French Hearts and
Black Reporter. And right. Hopefully you are trying to find some kind of way to stay cool.
I'm trying to. I was miserable all day because the electricity kept going in and out of my building. Whole building just keep shutting down. Knock on wood, it's finally stopped. The rollover's finally stopped. So, you know, I'm trying to get my energy back. I really am. Just been miserable, you know. Yeah. I haven't noticed I don't have perks in my voice. Perks that I know when I'm hosting my show.
What was that?
What about
you're breaking up, Crush? I could not hear a word you're saying.
What about how
I still don't understand what you're saying. For some
That's
reason,
your phone. That's what it is.
It maybe is. Let me call right back then.
All right. On that note, we got another caller from 414. Al, is that your name?
Crushy!
Hey.
Hi, Crushy! Oh, you are breaking up. That is your phone.
Me? I don't know. No.
Yeah, you breaking up real bad. Cause I can barely understand you.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me call back then.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Oh, you can hear me now? I don't know.
Well, I did. You started breaking up again.
Okay. Let me try this later. All right, folks, so I'm trying to call my phone show right now so y'all can hear me. If I keep saying I'm breaking up, I do apologize. We have technical problems going on right now. Okay. So maybe this will help.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
You can hear me now? Okay, here we go. All right, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio with your girl, Mr. Crush Heart, and her co-host, who's back on the Lizzyme. Wait, hold on. Who's back on the Lizzyme, Black Reporter. We got Renee.
Hey, Black Reporter, what's going on? I missed you guys. Oh, my God. I feel like we haven't been on the phone for like 10 years.
No, let me stop.
Hey, it's only been last Thursday. Dang,
right. And I actually haven't missed the show yet. You know, normally I go on a quick vacation.
Wait. Who you got with you?
Huh?
Renee?
Oh, hello there.
Black Reporter, what are you talking about? This is me, La Crush.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought Tasha was with her.
No, she's actually in Kentucky. She's in Kentucky this week visiting her brother and her nephew because her sister-in-law just went over to Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
Afghanistan.
Shout out to
Tasha. Yep. Thank her for her service and everything and her standing up for the country.
Mhm. All right. So tonight's topic, it's a doozy. I think you know we've seen this lady in the news and all that good stuff. But before I get into that, let me bring in our last panel. Our last panel caller from Trenton, New Jersey. Hey, blessed child.
What do you do?
What up?
No main
thing,
man.
It's been a long time since I hosted a show with my phone. I got my computer was acting up, so I had to get on the regular phone line. So it's been a while. I gotta get used to it. So tonight's topic, as I was saying, somebody's TV. Can you turn it down for me, please?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's background.
Thank you.
Commercials. Thank you. All right. So tonight's topic is Casey Anthony. Is she an outlaw? Black Reporter, you want to elaborate on it? You know more than I would.
Yes. Casey Anthony is finally out and among the general public. Is that a good thing? I don't know. But this girl better be looking out for her life. I mean, even before she was released on Sunday, early in the morning, she was getting, I mean, her parents were getting death threats. She was getting death threats before she left from the jail. The county had a responsibility only to protect her as far as the jail boundaries, but second in charge of attorney, not Jose Diaz, but the other attorney, the tall white guy with the beard, he took her on a plane. Allegedly, the plane went from Orlando to Memphis and then to Prescott, Arizona, where she is supposed to be getting a complete makeover, from what I understand. If she knows what's best, I mean, haircut, hair color change, maybe even plastic surgery. I mean, whatever she can do to disguise herself, you know. And because there is genuine hate out there for this woman. There was that much love for that 2-year-old child, and there's that much hate for this woman. And I hate to say that, but, you know, Jesus told us to love our enemies, but still, you know, just for people to show their displeasure at the fact that the justice system works, you know. I said at the very beginning that the prosecution didn't do its case at all, do its case at all. And you could just see when they did their closing arguments that the defense was going to win. Mm-hmm. And that was the bottom line.
Renee and Blessed Child, did y'all follow the case? Because I'll be honest with you, I didn't follow the case.
I didn't watch the trial just because, but we talked about this show. When the same day the verdict came out, this was our topic. As a mother, it angered me that she got off.
Mm-hmm.
All she was found guilty of was lying to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And and I hate to say this, but the mother in me is talking right now, whatever happens to her because of what you did to your own child, you have come to, you know, to do this to an innocent child that you claim that you love is just wrong. If you didn't want that child no more, there's hospitals, there's police stations, there's anywhere has safe havens. At least I know we do in Wisconsin. So we got it in a little hick town, Wisconsin. They got it everywhere else.
But when she started lying about working at Universal Studios and all this stuff, you know, that's where you go off the deep end with me. And mind you, I'm a parent as well. It's been a while since I had a 2-year-old, but I'm a parent as well. And I understand. I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, the prosecution didn't do its work, and they didn't do its work properly. And it showed that even though we may not like the verdict, the system does work. One side's supposed to present the evidence, and if they don't do it, they don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
The parent inside of me is pissed off as hell also.
Right.
And blessed child, what do you think about the situation?
No, I think the system actually fails, man. It's like, one, the prosecutors only had so much to go on. I think it was inside job, man, tapping with the evidence and all that. Cause ain't no way in hell your daughter go missing for that long. You don't know about it. You in the mall shopping.
That's true. He's got a point.
Cause is you that'd have been a bad child with number diapers on the front porch. Cops coming. You know what I mean? So it was like it was an inside job, man. So I do watch the news. I follow CNN. I've been finding that people don't realize that wasn't a year case. That's been going on for years. That case been going on for years.
Right.
Yeah.
That case is like 4 years old. That was another reason why I didn't really follow the
3 years old. Yeah.
Three or four. Now another reason why I didn't follow it either. Was this a retrial for her, or this was the actual trial?
No.
It's the first time.
She spent all this time in jail. Why do you think when they found her guilty on the line that she only had to stay in there 10 days?
Time served, basically.
Exactly.
I've been following it since day one. They've been trying. Like, it got to the point that prosecutors got to get mad information on it, but it was limited to certain information. And you do an investigation, especially with a child, the death of a child. You feel me? There's no boundary, man. You got to give them anything they want. So I basically was an inside job. She was lying, my line, basically. I think all of them knew about it.
But you see, that brings up another point, which wasn't brought up in this case, but people should talk more and more about it. Jails, I didn't say prisons. I said jail. Like the jail Casey Anthony was in for 3 years. Like the Maricopa County Jail in Arizona, which is affectionately called Tent City, where they're just holding you until you get seen by a judge for the first time. You know, or before you even go to trial. For somebody to sit 3 years in jail is ridiculous. But that's how screwed up our judicial system.
That's our justice system, you know, at the end of the day.
Sitting in jail. Sitting in jail with no bail.
Exactly. Stayed in jail with no bail.
Right.
Yeah, that's sick.
It is sick.
All right. So we're going to go into our first phone sex.
Hello.
What's on my mind this morning? Look. I'm all conscrewed right now. Misconstrued right now. I'm blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Rewind.
Right. Let me just go ahead, get into the music. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about Casey Anthony. And then we're going to put her to bed. Because I think we're giving this lady way too much attention now. You know, it's over. You know, best of luck to her and all that good stuff. But, you know, we're going to talk more when we get back.
There are a couple of things I do want to talk about, though, and I want to see if somebody's going to be interested in talking about good old Rupert Murdoch.
All right, when we get back, you'll let us know who that is.
Okay.
GMT is so musical. Yes, sir. Okay, back up on my grizzly. Back up on my grizzly. Them niggas don't want it, but shit, I won't plenty. I hear them boys shooting, but some shots can never get me. Cause I'm somewhere on the island and my beam up in the Bentley. Laughing at these niggas, still with my composition. I don't hear them, I don't hear them all this time. I've been listening. Focus on my money, pay no mind to these bitches. Cause my mind on my money, so my grind so persistent. For those who never been, welcome to paradise. Cause shit, I'm airborne, them niggas scared of heights. Best believe it, yeah, it's easy, Mr. Eric Wright. Fuck what they thought, I'm just too sharp like a paranoia. Hey, bitch, I'm in my zone. Get up on my level, kick it in or kick it down, and it's on. Money overgrown, they mad, too bad, I'm in the class of my own. Okay, stepping in my Converse, gun work, one hearse for whoever come first. We be on some other shit for what we tryna conquer. Plus I'm on some gutter shit, a motherfucking monster. We think nothing of it, baby, it's a passion. You niggas ain't running, call that play action. Going wild, got the crowd spazzing. It's going down, going top down on the action. I'm in the class of my own, you can learn something. Cause girl, I fly, look in the sky. You hear them birds coming. Niggas talking like they D's, but we ain't heard nothing. Cause all that D-boy shit you speak, it don't confirm nothing. Yo, bitch, I'm in my zone. Get up on my level, kick it in or kick it down. And it's on. Money overgrown, they mad, they bad. I'm in the class of my own. Okay, I'm back, what's the worst? Don't compare me to them if them niggas ain't at first. Kill them niggas, hit them where it hurts. I done met some whack niggas, but these rappers is worse. You need to slow it down, these niggas need break. Cause yes, I rep that new West, Mr. C. Blake. In case that you forgot, where is a replay? Ain't no way I'm giving these niggas leeway. And now it's over for these old niggas. I ain't gotta talk, I just show niggas. Ain't nothing changed, no remote, I control niggas. See, it's my game, yeah, I ball, Derrick Rose. Hey, nigga, yo, bitch, I'm in my zone. Get up on my level, kick it in or kick it down. And it's on, money overgrown. They mad, they bad, I'm in the class of my own.
Energy, then it might stop asking me how do I have it in me to keep coming to these porch venues 6 days a week with a bag full of books and CDs, usually working off a 3 hour sleep because I was up all night driving 9 hours in the Camry. But yo, I'm fueled, burning off fumes that'll just give your ass whiplash. Now I won't want these cats to sniff me, they might think I'm open shit like I was smoking crack. This porch is leaving me with nervous habits. I'm like junkies, I've been trying to get this monkey off my back. Hooked on the chemicals, they processing these loose leaves from all the lyrics I be inhaling from the sheet. And there ain't no rehab or shit like that. cats got this shit misunderstood. Now, homie, I ain't hood, but all that shit poets be popping in that poetry. I wish they would. If you ask my teachers, they tell you I was never no good. Instead of writing raps in the back of class, I was usually drawing pictures of them with my big 15-foot wooden ass. And principals used to sit there with my parents making special visits just to talk about my ass. I confess, it's just something in me. Player at these cats could just be off my energy, then maybe I would have had a few more classmates walking right out of detention with me. And at the time I was really expelled for good reasons, but I was just too busy bumping old revolutionary Gil Scott Heron CDs. And the second I just started writing poetry, I just declared him my godfather. So I guess I take this shit like we family. Put me in stereo and I make you believe the first second I grip the mic shit. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't worked a job a day in my life. And I knew it was either this or trying to find farmland for the soil I needed to make that 100% profit off the trees. Dropped my first novel when I hit 23, and truthfully, my mother never thought I really had it in me, but she just couldn't feed off my energy. Seriously, it's just something in me. Did book signers with Tim's, a t-shirt and jeans, just for any cat that ever bought a book or CD that'd be able to realize all the heart I put into my words. The same approach I took when I was home putting my verses, was the same method I took when they got the chance to see me at one of my shows or features. Sometimes I think that do me just like Jesus. Really, the comparison runs pretty deep, because from all the prophecies in my life, it's like my words just hit them to believe that I'm the dopest poet since the crucified Christ. And I can see Jerusalem in these poetry venues, but if these cats just feed off my energy, imagine having to feel like you just burdened to try and top your last piece. And I write profusely, like I'm so scared I'll never get a chance to get off all the thoughts I'm thinking. From all the blunts, my lungs are probably about as dark as the bottom of the sea. And the more I smoke, the harder I roast. This thing gets deep, so someone put some concrete on my feet so the bitches can swim with me and watch me breathe. Get high off real weed, spitting my verses so that the beats can echo that shit right back at me. Because when I'm gone, there's no need to talk about me, just feed all my energy.
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio with your girl, Miss La Crush Hearts, and the co-host with the most
Black Reporter.
And we are talking about right now Casey Anthony, and we're going to basically nip her in the bud. This is going to be our final last thought round about her and her situation. It is a tragedy what happened to this poor little girl, and it's even a worse situation when they don't know what actually happened to this little girl. Like, that is still, if the mother didn't do it, then who did? And do we have a body? And there's just so much stuff that we don't know. And yet we making her into a 15 minutes of fame celebrity, you know. Next thing you know, she's going to have a mini series and a reality show. I'm just saying, you put way too much effort on this lady and not enough effort on the fact that there's a 2-year-old somewhere out there that we don't know nothing about. That's my look.
That's
on
it.
Basically. There was nobody or nothing like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the bottom line here is that Casey will pay. She will pay, because there is one last judge she has to face, and that's God. I mean, she's got to pay.
And I know we're
going to
bring back in Renee 414, and we also going to bring in Blessed Child from the 856-347. I see you. Oh, that's me. You know, I'm just like really off today, but I'm gonna get back into my grind. I'm gonna get back into my grind. Y'all just bear with me, please. Thank you very much. That was my PSA.
We have to.
Yes, you have to. Damn it.
Oh. Now you see, if nothing
on that
else.
Let me bring in one more caller right now. I see they have a hand up. Let me go ahead and bring them in before we change the subject. 347-775, you're on the air with Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's up, what's up, LaCrush? It's your boy Stevie B, representing BK.
Oh, shucky ducky now. We haven't heard him in ages. What's up, Stevie B?
It was good, what's up, Stevie? It was good, Black Reporter. You know how to come bless your show. I had to come show your love. And,
right.
I love the topic you on. I know.
You
I've been pretty busy. I've been pretty busy. The only thing I said about this topic, you're right, it's time to stop giving her a little 15 minutes of fame. A lot of facts and evidence came out the way I feel. A lot of it played a racial card to it. Because if the role was vice versa, was it a black or Latino, then the first thing they would have said is fire. And they would find a way
to
fire.
Right.
But the one thing, that you got this girl here getting 15 minutes of fame, but just the other day, you had a 19-year-old boy killed in San Francisco over a bus fare by the police officers out there. And that's not on the news.
No, it's not.
The biggest thing that's hitting the news is Casey Anthony or Mr. Rupert Murdoch, which, you know, a lot of people that follows that knowing that the man was controlling the government on that side of Europe and controlling some of the government here in America. But this is things they've been doing.
We still got to figure out about that one.
Yeah, I mean, this is things they've been doing. This is things they do in the dark, which everybody says is going to come to the light. But
that's what's been happening for the last couple of years. Ever since Bush got ever since Bush got into office, and this whole conspiracy, I would say this is like a conspiracy theory. You hear about it and you hear people preach about it and you be like whatever, you don't pay them no mind. But it seems like everything that they were saying, in some way or form, has come to pass. I don't know.
What's got to be understanding is that a lot of things is coming to light. It's coming to light for a reason, because I'll tell you one thing. God got all this coming to light. And every person that they said was a theory, was a conspiracy theory, and it was a loon, a coup. But just actually sit down and listen, they started making, they was making common sense all that time. This is why you have a so-called government now that's saying that this country is broke. And then they put in a whole deficit on one man. But for God, they had another man that spent 8 years in there running a deficit for this country.
What?
But
that one man made a deficit in 3 months. We was back in the red.
Right.
Within three months of him being in office. But they don't acknowledge that. Nobody said
they don't acknowledge
that would happen.
But if you look at history, too, every Republican president that's been in office since Reagan been pushing the deficit up. It's a thing they call a two Santa Claus theory. It was an advisor to Reagan. He wrote to Reagan that there's a Santa Claus theory in the government. Democrats always seem to be like Santa Claus of bringing the Social Security, the Medicaid, and giving it to the people. While the Republican look like a Grinch. So to reverse that role, we're going to have a two Santa Claus theory. We're going to have the Democrats always bringing out the things for the people, which is the health care, the Social Security, everything we need. And then us Republicans, when we come into the office, we're just going to spend like crazy. But then when we finish spending and the Democrat come in, we ain't going to want to pay our bills. But we're going to want to put it on him.
Exactly.
And that's what's going down. Because they say the economy is, they say that this country is broke, which is not. Because every other country is still buying up the bonds for this country, still buying up the debt.
Exactly.
We don't raise the interest. We don't raise the interest. And then we don't want to raise the taxes on the 10% wealth fee that controls most of that government through campaign contributes and everything like that.
You have to remember.
But these are people saying they're here for the people. Who's really here
all
for
right,
the
all right,
right.
CVB, all right. I see you trying to go in. Don't go in, CVB.
CVB
about to go in. CVB, you can't be Malachi right now. You can't be Malachi right now.
I know. But she can't come bless the show.
And you know going in right now. I see him going in right now. I feel it about to start. Let's get that in the butt real quick. I can feel it about to start. he about to go in. Next thing you know, he's going to give us some YouTube videos and everything in between. I ain't messing with you, Stevie. I ain't messing with you.
I just got one point to make, though. I just got one point to make. That we had our first surplus under our first black president. I know a lot of you guys are saying, isn't Obama our first black president?
Our first
black president was Bill Clinton.
He's an honorary black man. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Is that what we just did to President Clinton? He's an honorary black man.
Of course.
If we go through our struggles and our term war, then we can change that story.
He was an official ghetto president. Like, I can see Bill Clinton
saying, why do we get a surplus? He raised the taxes on the rich to the highest. He made sure the budget was balanced. Mm-hmm. Now we to a point that these people, Sam, they even speak the word of raise taxes on the rich is being unpatriotic to them or being a treason. See, they're going to protect the friends that gives them their campaign contributions.
Right. And then on top of all that, you know, with the campaign coming up, if you don't have a backing, you're not getting nowhere. You get what I'm saying?
So at the end of the day,
they are ruling the government because now you have these big businesses that allow you, you know, contribute to these campaigns and endorse these politicians that's basically in favor for them. I believe it's totally unfair. Why is this big business have the same amount of rights as I do? I don't have $1 million to invest in, and to invest into Kuta Kinte, who's been wanting to fight for me, who I think should be, you know what I mean, the next president or the next whatever. He should be in the Senate seat. He has the right morals. He has the right ideas. But you will never hear them because you got these big businesses getting this corruption going on,
and then country letting them get away with it, because if you look what the Supreme Court did, this gave corporate a right to be considered as a person under the Constitution, under their constitutional
law. And then
what makes it look real bad, we got an Uncle Tom Jake on the Republican side that just make us look even worse with the rhetoric that comes
Uncle
out of his
Tom
mouth.
Jake.
Uncle Tom in the capital T.
We're
talking about good old Clarence Thomas.
Right. But who's
right.
Jake?
I'm coming on two topics.
Go ahead.
One, if you realize about America, history repeats itself. The first African black mixed president, black and white mixed president, was Abraham Lincoln. So Abraham Lincoln was mixed with slavery.
Yeah, you right about that?
So if you look at Obama campaign, that's who Obama campaign followed on. That's why you see him by the Lincoln. His campaign too is you got the Japanese don't pay taxes at all. We paying taxes up. Last time I checked, you was American, period. You gotta pay taxes. The Japanese, they don't pay taxes. They be here for 6 months, leave, and come back and start over fresh again. What they doing is they make the money out here.
Japan's eating our lunch.
Yeah, they make the money out here, not paying taxes, go home, rebuild their country.
You have American corporation companies that are taking their business overseas but still make money in this country and won't pay the taxes to a country that you are supposed to be selling to.
Right.
That's why they're
taking it overseas, too. But, hey, wait a minute. Where are we going with this? How did we get on this topic? It only takes Stevie B to come to the Phone Fantasy Radio and bring his corruption. It takes
I will corrupt you.
Okay, folks, if y'all just tuning in, you got Stevie B from Brooklyn, New York. We got Blessed Child from Trey, New Jersey. We got Renee. Are you still with us, Renee?
Yes, I'm just listening.
Okay. We got Renee from Washington, Wisconsin. And you are tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio Live, and we just going ham. That's it. We just going ham and turkey and cold cuts on a little bit of everything right now. We just talk about politics in general. And you know what? This is actually going into our next topic for tonight. So tonight's final topic is a good one, I think, and I'm sure CVB is going to have a lot to say on this topic. But let me read it to y'all officially. All right. So our last topic for tonight is roses are red, violets are blue. Shut the fuck up, would you? Who would you like to shut the fuck up and why? So y'all think about that.
Can I go first?
We'll let the ladies go first. So y'all stay tuned for that. Like, who the hell do y'all want to shut the fuck up? And it can be any and everything. This is your time to let it out. This is your time to get it off your chest. Shout out to Shut the Fuck Up Trixie Show on Ustream. Y'all need to go check that out, ustream.tv, and all that good stuff. Hopefully she'll call in and she can join into the conversation as well. All right, so
yeah.
On that note, here goes from Trina.
Don't forget the number, Nato.
I'm to soak up the bed. You better fuck me on the towel. Cause I got so much of this good juice built up inside her. And we can do whatever you want. I just wanna feel you, baby. Just thinking about you inside it. It got me going crazy. And whenever you get out your pussy, best you call me a lady. And let me lay on my stomach. Get in your favorite position. I might just kiss you when you're mad before you start licking. I got my leg spread, ass up, waiting on the dickens. And can't nobody y'all fuck me, I need some competition.
All over the house, we gon' tear it up. Hey. In the kitchen, on the countertop, looking over shop. The living room, the den, or even on the stand. Oh. In the morning when we rise, we can't find our underwear. You got that ooh, 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 that has a raindrop. So don't get mad at me. Girl, if I come quick, you got to understand. You got some problems. And I like to fuck. Cause you got that good shit, baby. Ooh. And I like to. I like to fuck you and touch you.
This is DJ Mike Major representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. Do your thing, baby girl.
Mr. Mike. I come in, shout.
Come in, shout.
This one right here. I want you to move.
You giving me love, I'm loving your game. You live in the past, I'm ready to respect. You giving me love, I'm loving you wrong. You taking me home, I'm giving you sex. You giving me love, I'm loving your game. You live in the past, I'm loving your mom. You taking me home, I'm loving your game.
Yeah.
You loving the past.
Girl, they call me Mr. Mind, and yes, I'm the pussy crook. Baby, you gon' fuck around and get that whole pussy cook. I like how it smile with them two lips, that pussy look at me, and I'ma leave your whole pussy shook. I hope that pussy smell like my tree. All fruit, call me captain, lay you down, I make that pussy salute. Hit you from the side, coming out your pussy, boo. Girl, I'm infatuated with how that pussy move. You enjoying my tongue, gon' went down your spine. Mr. Mind, lick it down, we lose track of time. I'm in that pussy, till you say that pussy mine. I know, baby, I get it wet every time. I got it locked down, I'm something you would never find. I got to act right if you get out of line. Damn, shawty, your pussy is beautiful and it's fine. Eat you up, you a full course meal with the wine. I dine on your shawty, no need to whine. This the pleasure you get when you fuck.
I'm giving you sex, you giving me love. I'm loving the game, you living the past. I'm loving your sex. You giving me love, I'm loving your mom. You taking me home, I'm giving you sex. You giving me love, I'm loving your game. You loving the pain, I'm loving your mom. You taking me home, I'm loving your game. You loving the pain.
Girl, they call me Mr. Mind, I'm going in all wrong. Baby, I cross your panty line to break your pussy off. I'ma rub on your lips with kisses that's so soft. See, small part of me, rock hard, I'm never soft. Baby, I go wild
when I'm inside of you. We done with round one, now we moved around two. I clown you, I clown too. When you screaming, mom, you ride me so hard, baby, I'm trying to break a bone. You so turned on that pussy so wet. I'ma make you feel something that you can't forget. I done found out where your hot spot is. I will eat your cherry till it pops so chill. You have an orgasm after orgasm, so shit. Baby, you can knock the mother niggas off your legs. Quick, Mr. Minds, I know that I am the shit. I take your clothes off and I give you the biz. I'm that nigga you should be with. But baby, with me, you taking
I'm giving you sex, you giving me love. I'm loving your game, you living the past. I'm looking at sex, you giving me love. I'm loving your bone, you taking me home. I'm giving you sex.
All right, welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. That was some freaky set right there. I don't know where that came from. I just had to get it out of my system, I guess. We got Black Reporter.
Yeah.
Huh? Still with us? Okay.
Yeah.
We also have DVB. You still with us, DVB?
Still with you, love.
Okay, and we have Renee. Renee, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have Blessed Child. You still with us, Blessed Child?
Building.
And shout outs to Dre in the chat room, holding us down in the chat room right now. He asked me if I was high. No, I'm not high, Dre. Far from it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
far
yeah.
From
far
it.
From it.
Right. All right, folks. So before we went to break, we asked a question. Going to ask it again. And we're going to give you the number to call up and share. Roses are red and violets are blue. Shut the fuck up, would you? Who would you like to shut the fuck up and why? 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Call us up and let us know who you'd like to shut the fuck up. And you can't say La Crush Hearts or Black Reporter. I'm just saying. You know we got some assholes out here. All right, so on that note, we're going to start off with Renee. Renee, who are you going to put up on the plaque? Who would you like to shut the fuck up and why?
I'm not gonna name no names because it might get back to somebody, but these two exes, I wish they would shut the fuck up and mind their business. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna say they be all on people's news feed talking about I see you jealous boo boos. Let me let y'all know something. I'm never jealous. Jealous of what? Because a man is going to be a man regardless. Trust and believe, I can hold my own. So jealous of a man, bitches, please. Not on this lifetime, not on the previous lifetime, and probably not on the next lifetime.
Am
I going to be jealous?
Better call Tyrone.
Gary, Peter.
That sounds like a Better Call Tyrone moment right there.
Yep.
I'm just I've been holding that in for a while, too. I've been wanting to just let it out. Because, see, bitches, they do too much. Notice I said bitches and not women.
Mm-hmm.
You men, y'all need to
know the
difference.
There is a difference, folks.
Y'all need to know the difference. Because, see, a real woman gonna ride or die with you 100%. You trying to get your hustle on, she gonna hold you down. But a bitch, she gonna complain. You gonna ask her to do something, that bitch ain't gonna have your back. She gonna be all out for self. So I'm gonna need for y'all men
to
understand the difference between a woman and a bitch.
And a bitch. You gotta say it right, girl. Stand with your chest.
It's a difference, though. I'm just saying. It really, truly is a difference.
You're right. Nobody, you're right.
All right, on that note, blessed
child, who you would like to shut the fuck up and why?
All right, I'm gonna tell you this, I'll tell you why, but I'm gonna start the last question. You know, he said, half of these, you gotta realize, half of these niggas, they doctor like bitches now.
Half of these dudes out here,
they talk like bitches now. You know what I mean?
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Talk like bitches. Nah, man, but it's my bitch ass
nigga. That's what they are. Bitch ass nigga.
My thought is, man, look, well, I want to set up for anybody that's dumb, that know they dumb, and put out dumb, and say dumb shit, and put up dumb shit, knowing that shit, at the end of the day, you might get glory for it. At the same time, that shit gonna come out, man. They're gonna make you look like a retard, you know what I mean? They're gonna make you look like one of them kids that used to ride a little yellow bus with a helmet on. That's gonna make you look like that, man. So basically, all those that talk dumb, say shit, say lies, not knowing that shit gonna come to life, man. Because one thing I learned, a lie, you gotta remember. The truth, you don't.
Preacher man, Stevie B, don't burn up my phone lines.
Don't burn up my phone lines. Lord, you know, I would say just shut the fuck up. Anything anybody wants them to shut the fuck up about, you can just air out on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, my bad. I was just giving him a play-by-play of what was going on the radio. So if he wanted to put input, I could just pass him the phone instead of him calling on his phone. See, that's what you call a team. You see what I'm saying?
Teamwork.
Team.
With a capital
work over there. Roses are red, violets are blue. Shut the fuck up, would you? Who would you like to shut the fuck up and why? Stevie B?
Oh, man, listen. First person I
like
to
shut the fuck up. Don't burn up my phone line. Don't burn it up. Don't burn it up, TV. Don't easy on us, TV. We got to do a whole other show with you as a guest that. So just go easy on us. Give us the basics, TV. Just the basics.
Just the basics. I don't know many people in the world realize, but I hope corporate-run media would shut the hell up like Fox News. Because we all know that's ran by one person, which is under investigation now, Rupert Murdoch. And it's just going to show the highlights of our so-called blacks and Latinos look ugly and the like all over TV. The bias, the racism, the rhetoric that comes out their mouth, they just need to shut the hell up. From Bill O'Reilly to Glenn Beck, well, Glenn Beck is out of here, the rest of them, and the rest of that
Sean
so-called GOP, Sean Hannity, the rest of that GOP Republican so-called Tea Party movement just all need to shut the hell up, because if y'all said y'all really for the people of this country, but when we talk about raising taxes, y'all want to have a fit. And one thing I really, really, really want them to shut the hell up, stop saying is, stop telling other people to go back to their country when a lot of y'all didn't come from this country either. A lot of their ancestors migrated as immigrants. So stop telling other immigrants they need to go back home. Back across the border. Because the Native American need to tell y'all to go home. And base that shit.
GOP, well, you know me.
All right, so we're going to continue. I see we got a new caller up on the line with his hand up. Why don't we get to him, too? 6-1 or her. 614-985. What's going on? Who's this and where you calling from?
John from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, John from Columbus. Wow. You haven't heard John in ages. What's this? Reminiscing?
Nah,
babysit. Right. What's going on, John? How are you?
What's up, John?
I'm chilling. Chilling.
Okay.
You even got a good night, bro.
No, not when you got a babysit.
All right, so tonight's question, John, is this. Roses are red and violets are blue. Shut the fuck up, would you? Who would you like to shut the fuck up and why?
That bitch that got off killing her daughter up in Florida. I'm getting tired of hearing about that.
I thought that was
Damn.
Coming. I saw that coming.
You getting tired of
coming.
Hearing about it?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? I can't hear you. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Definitely right, tired of hearing fine. About it. Justice is blind.
Mm-mm-mm. All right. Can I read something real quick? This is a little off topic, but I want to read it anyway because I'm just wicked like that. Why do guys fuck ugly girls?
This is your show.
Yeah, pretty much. Why do guys fuck ugly girls? Well, here it is. Sometimes a guy just want a chick that he has to put a bag over her head. Maybe it's just a fetish. Maybe he feels the need to fuck an ugly girl because it's so damn... because she's so damn deprived. Pretty girls out there, don't take it personally. Just leave them alone. If you forgive them, these men, they'll just do it again and again. Then the only person you can blame is yourself. So, shout out to Camp Super Fluffy on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and you're a friend of mine, or if you're just on Facebook, you can check out our Facebook group called www.facebook.com/groups/Camp Super Fluffy. C-A-M-P-S-U-P-E-R-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-F-U-F-
You know, ugly women tend to appreciate that more.
Yeah.
And if you give them good dick, oh, they will give you good pussy right back.
I hear
they
that.
They will fuck the shit out of you. Huh?
Yeah, because they're ugly.
Go ahead, Black Reporter. Black Reporter said that like an experience. That will fuck the shit out of you. Okay, Black Reporter. We get it. We ran between the lines.
Comment on that, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm commenting on that because half of these pretty chicks, not all of them, half of these pretty chicks, one, they airheads.
Oh, my God.
Two, I met a lot of chicks that look good as hell, smell good outside. When you take them drawers off, that shit smell like a fish market.
That's a nasty.
Thank you.
It seemed to me, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. It seemed to me it's like ugly chicks got more self-esteem than half of these pretty chicks.
Mm.
Half of these pretty chicks, you know, I'm like, yo, you pretty as hell, man. Like, half the pretty chicks got low self-esteem. I know a lot of pretty chicks that I ran through my life that lie so much. I'm like, damn, girl, you look like what the fuck you lying for. Shit be crazy, man. Like, it's backwards.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, mind you, that wasn't my shut the fuck
here.
Up.
Huh?
That wasn't my shut the fuck up. I haven't given my shut the fuck up yet.
I know you haven't. Can you hold on a second? Can I say what I was going to say, then introduce you? You see, this is how I was talking about Black Reporter. You got to hold on. I know you didn't set yourself fuck up. You're the co-host.
Okay.
So you can wait.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We can stretch you out a little bit. Remember, we still got a whole another
okay.
hour to go.
Yeah.
So don't worry. You're going to get your chance. Let's shut the fuck up. No. All right.
But
so,
before you go ahead, because I want to kind of piggyback off of what Bless Child said. Whether you ugly or pretty, if your shit stank, it's something you're not doing. It's called soap and water. I'm just saying. Especially when it's hot. Like, I don't know how hot it is where y'all at, but here in Milwaukee, it's been a heat advisory since Sunday. It's now Tuesday. I mean, you just, as a woman, you got to take care of your stuff.
Yeah.
Whether it's hot or not, you got to, you know what I'm saying, get a shower or, hell, take a whole bath. I'm just saying, something.
Take a whole bath. I like that.
I was just saying, like, you as a woman, you have to wash your, and it's not just for women. This go for men, too. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
I got a
yeah.
daughter and a son. So I'm taught both of them. You know, I'm teaching my daughter, you know, you're 9, so you got to know you got to wash your privates every day. Even if we don't go nowhere, you still got to handle that. And the same thing with my son. when he was younger,
hair,
I had to teach him. You got to wash your balls. You know, don't no woman want no man.
Yeah.
Want, you know.
You got to wash your balls. Can you take my trash down, please?
Hair carries odor.
Exactly. So I'm a firm believer it starts at home first. So saying how I believe it, I preach it. Because I don't want kids going out in the street learning that shit from somebody else and be like, mama, why you, no, you ain't going to say that. My mama told me that already.
On that note, we pass the mic over to Black Reporter. It is the top of the hour, so Black Reporter, do what you do.
And it is exactly 10 o'clock in the East, 9 o'clock in Central, and you are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Art, the super fluffy one, and your one and only Black Reporter on Phone Fantasy Radio. And we're going to continue with this hot topic, as they say, in other areas. roses are red, violets are blue. Shut the fuck up. Who are you? And who do you want to shut the fuck up?
And why? Hello?
Well.
Whoa, we waiting on your answer. You don't want, I didn't get a chance to
tell
all that.
Me.
Now I'm waiting on your
okay.
answer. Yeah, you.
okay. Actually, I was going to piggyback on what Stevie B said. Who I want to shut the fuck up? Actually, it's the same folks I've been wanting to shut the fuck up for the past 11 years. Is actually, let me draw that back a little bit more. Yeah, past 11 years. Fox News, the Republican Party, or as they love to call themselves, the Grand Old Party. And old is right, because all they are is a bunch of old white men. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, all those dickheads. Stevie B said, thank God Glenn Beck is now doing his own thing on his own radio program, because Fox realized that they couldn't do anything good. And that was the main reason why I want to bring up Rupert Murdoch's name. You know, he did his thing first in Australia, and I don't know the paper that he had on Australia and everything, but he went to England and then bought out one of the largest papers called News of the World, made it into the largest newspaper in England. I mean, everybody reads it. I mean, where else are you going to find a Sunday newspaper with a topless woman on page 3?
Ooh.
Look
hell
at John.
Yeah.
John is
every
a pervert
Sunday.
Now.
Huh?
John's a pervert.
Topless woman on page 3 to boost circulation. And mind you, they supposedly always got the scoops and everything, always got the lowdown, always got the important stuff. Well, now we found out how they got it. They tap people's phones. They are accused of going into people's personal emails. This one girl that had been kidnapped, and she had a personal voicemail. Her personal voicemail was full. One of the reporters hacked into the voicemail, deleted some messages off the voicemail so more could come in so they could find out more about this girl's background.
Damn.
The girl ended up dead.
Wow.
You know?
That sucks.
So that's just one of the situations that they created in England. They also not only own Fox and all the Fox TV stations, the Fox Network, you know, the Simpsons. And it's strange that Fox carries the Simpsons because, of course, we all know Mrs. Smithers. Mrs. Smithers is a perfect example of what Rupert Murdoch would probably be. You know, old and crotchety. And, you know. Huh?
I said, you sure it wasn't Mr. Burns?
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. Mr. Burns, you're right. You're right. And
right.
I was going to say that they're looking into whether they deleted voicemails for 9/11 victims. And if they did, then he could be brought under federal charges because he is an American citizen. He became an American citizen because he wanted to own American TV and radio stations and newspapers and cable outlets.
Damn.
Right.
And not only that, he owns the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, and several other newspapers.
Wow. On that note,
so,
Black Reporter, go ahead, Black Reporter.
No, so and so that's a big deal. Big deal.
That's a big deal. All right, folks, this is Miss Phone Face deal with the Crush Trust and Black Reporter. Right now, we're going to go into the next blah, 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 blah music set. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk some more with everyone. I'm getting tired of saying your name. And on that note, I like it when you call me Big Pop, but.
Oh. Check it out.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommy? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the epa secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking player. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gonna be here for a while? I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys a little seed. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next block so we can see him on the way to the telly. Gonna fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke L's while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a gun up in your waist. Don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
In mansion and business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams.
What?
Chopping holes, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. Your friend. We could be friends. Shit, we could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck.
Throw your hands in the air if you're the true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck.
To the honey getting money, playing niggas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
'Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Now I'm full shit for that ass. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent, baby, baby.
everybody. Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. We got 45 minutes remaining on the quiz. Black Reporter.
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
All right. We got our favorite little Debbie, a.k.a. Miss Parker, a.k.a. Lady C, a.k.a. Studying All the Time, a.k.a. What's up, Lady C?
Hi, how you doing?
Good evening, Lady C.
Good evening. I took a study break. The test is in a week, so.
Yay, took a study break. Yay. All right, Lady C. So tonight's topic is a good one. So we have two people. Roses are red, violets are blue. Shut the fuck up, would you? Who would you like to shut the fuck up and why?
Oh.
On that note, we got Stevie B on the line with us.
What's good, what's good?
We got John on the line with us from Ohio. We got Renee on the line with us. And we also got Blessed Child on the line with us.
Renee, you still there?
Renee, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. It took me a while. And who was that yelling at?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Well, got anybody, let me see.
Anybody?
Yeah, do you want me to go to the store?
Look, yeah. No. DB, the ghetto person we know, just want to say that.
Okay, I guess there is someone I would like to say shut the fuck up to. His name is Riddell.
His name is what?
His name is Riddell. I would like to tell them
Lord.
To shut the fuck up.
Uh-oh. And can we find out why?
Why? Because he's married and he's trying to hook it up with me. I don't do that. Try to tell me who I can and can't talk to. He's married, got a wife and a family, and sitting here trying to control my life. That don't work.
That's stupid, here, partner. So I got a question on that note, Lady C. I got a question for you. Why do men feel like when you say when they express that they are? When they be honest with you, say that they are in a relationship, or they're married, or they're involved, or they're attached, however they put it, why is it you seem to be the bad guy because you don't want to talk to them? I get that a lot. I'm always the bad guy because I'm not interested in talking to you. Got a family. Why I got to be a homebreaker to get a man?
Shouldn't have to be. Well, I guess they figure, well, I'm honest. But that's honesty should be, you should be at home with your wife.
Exactly.
I want my own man. I don't want to share. I don't want to share you with her, and I don't want to share myself with somebody else. I want it to be me and you.
Right.
And I want you to look over my shoulder.
Tell us how it is. I'm like extra sleepy right now. So if I break out in song and stuff, bear with me.
Now, I heard a question this morning, and strangely enough, this is on The View. And I always watch The View for their first part, their hot topics and everything.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to lie before. You ain't got to lie. You know you're. You a fan of The View, just say it. You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to lie.
You got a sister
side. Right, you got a sister side. You watch The View. It's right for a man to watch The View, Black Reporter. You
got to
thug it up.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay.
Hold on, did you say hot topics or hot toddies?
Let me see. Am I going to have to put Debbie to bed?
I'm not going to bed just yet. I'm not going to bed. I'll be good. I'll be good. I'll be good, Mr. Black Reporter.
Right. Right. I hate when a little Debbie comes out. Anyway. Okay. You've got a couple. They've been honest throughout their relationship. And they are at that point to where you're making a decision about the rest of their lives. I mean, you're grown adults. You're in your 20s or 30s or even 40s. And you've been honest with each other throughout everything, okay? The woman says she wants to take that extra step. The man says, it could be vice versa. The other partner says, I would love to take that extra step with you, but I need to warn you ahead of time. I have a wandering eye, and I can't guarantee you that I'm going to be 100% faithful. What happens then?
Wow. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm understanding this. I think I got you. So you and this person, y'all been together for a while. Y'all talking about going to the next step, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the
which would allow people to be marriage.
Right, which is marriage.
Okay.
And somebody says, I'm going to be honest with you, I have a wandering eye.
Well, not only a wandering eye, but I tend to fall off the wagon sometimes.
Fall off the wagon?
I can't guarantee faithfulness.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So what's the sense of...
Exactly.
If you go... That marriage is something you do not play with. That's just something...
Exactly.
I believe that's very sacred. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to take that step... Make sure that this is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, that you ain't playing because you're doing this in front of God, and you just can't do certain things. So if you're not ready to cold-heartedly commit to this person, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Don't do it. Because if
you
don't
do
it, huh?
How do you think the world is United States. Today was the man, more than one person. How would you think the world turn out?
I couldn't understand the question. How do you think what?
How do you think it would turn out if you could marry more than one person?
Yeah.
I think I would not want to be a part of that because one of the things is that we are people who are jealous. We are most of the time, not just women but men too. We don't like to share. That's why it's always behind the curtain. It's a secret. We don't like to share. And the few people who claim that they do that and they don't have a problem, they do, but they just learn to deal with it.
Exactly. And that's a high death toll, man, from jealous relationships.
Yeah.
Dick will kill you.
I can't live without
will
you.
Kill you over.
In other words, if I can't live without you, then nobody's going to have you. If I can't have you, then nobody's going to have you. You hear too many of those stories every day in different towns across this country.
Yeah, I love you to death, baby. And they mean it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Versus me, this is how I think. Everybody don't think like this. Everybody got their own mind. I think like this. If you cheat on me, you're not worth it. You're not
exactly.
worth it. So why would I... 10 years in jail killing you. I can't force you to like me. So you cheat on me, that tells you right there it wasn't meant to me. It wasn't meant to be, but everybody don't think like that. It wasn't meant to be. It's somebody else out there. Well, I'm going to spend my time in jail killing you. I can have strong feelings for you. At the same time, you can't make Kool-Aid without sugar. If it don't come together, man, it's not gonna come together, man. You gotta reap. You know what I mean? Yes, in some situation it's hard to do it, but you gotta move on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like oil and water. It takes a lot to make it to mix. So if you have to do all that to get together and mix, then you might as well just stay separate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? All respecting yourself and respecting the other person.
Like another situation. This girl I know, her head is, she's doing good right now. She's doing good right now. At the same time, her head messed up because her mom and dad live together. They're not happy. Only why they're living together is for the daughter. But she sees that they're not happy, this and this and that. She got to the point in her life that I don't want no kids. I don't want to go through this. And a lot of that shit is stuck to her. You feel me? But at the same time, I give my hats off to her. I take my hats off to her. I also talk to her on the phone like she's from Pittsburgh. I also talk on the phone like every day, man. Try to help her out, give her some words of advice and this and this and that. Now she's doing good. She's in school. She got her own hair salon business now. But Rocky Roll was the point that is y'all not happy while y'all together. That's gonna affect her dating life.
The old saying for the children, this plays out quick. I know that's an experience.
Yes, sir, it does.
My dad was in my life, but he wasn't in my life. But my mom never, even though they wasn't really getting along. But my also, my mom let me know, no matter what I think about him, that's your dad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we not together. That's still your dad, no matter what. Man, so it's like you got to let the kids know up front, man. It's not working out.
And
don't try to paint that Cosby life. Everybody don't live that Cosby life.
Exactly. Let me say something real quick. I care about my kid's mother. I care very deeply for her. As a matter of fact, whenever something's wrong with me, she's the first one calling me and wonders what she can do to help. We had two kids. The only two kids probably she will ever have are with me, and the only two kids I ever have, I know, were with her. And she just left from here a couple of weeks ago because she had her sister's funeral to attend. And we spoke, and, you know, we always see each other, you know. My youngest was the closest one to me, and she's here now, spending 2 weeks. She's here until the first. So, you know, my oldest, who's 22, she's her own woman, and she's just still a little burnt and everything, but she understood about the reason why we're not together. And, yeah, it does bother me, but I think at this point in time I'm more intelligent than I was back then, and thinking a whole lot clearer than I was back then. So you just gotta bring yourself to the reality that life goes on.
Yeah, like my dad, exactly. My dad brought me back to reality. My dad was a professional boxer. Also, you go to anybody visit Trent, you know my dad was crazy. My dad was a crazy ass motherfucker. That shit on me, I hear it from my mom every day. You just like your pops.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? The point that my mom and my pop, even though they didn't get along, my mom reached out to my pop, like, talk to him because he's just like you. Feel me? The other type of person is I got best of both worlds. Feel me? I'm not no punk. My pop told me not to be the punk. But again, I'm sensitive like my mom. I got the best of both worlds. My dad sat me down like, look, man, what I did, be better than me. Don't be like me. Be better than me. Because, like, it got to the point, I'm shit not going to lie to you, man. That's why when I talk to people, I talk with common sense. This and that, because I could black out. I'm the type of person, I got my pop genes, and I could black out anytime. I don't care who you is, who you is. I will black out on you. But my, being at the, even though they were divorced, I'm going to talk to my pops like this. Sit back here and talk to him, man. He's going to lose it. Just like everybody told me, because basically you hear about me. You hear the saying that, look, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make me see 1921. That's how I was wilding.
Yeah.
Also, I wilded like that due to divorce. You feel me? I'm in the hood, divorce and this and that, but they came together as a couple, even though they were divorced. They still came together to put me back to reality. You know what I mean? And take that in the, exactly, take that in there, man. Like I said, man, I'm calm now. I'm older now. I'm wiser. I'm wiser because of both of them, my mom and my pop. I'm wise because of both of them. So I'm like,
all right.
Not when I'm,
I looked up to my pops.
No, that was Lady CSX2. Yeah, Black Reporter. You do have another pop. You do have another child. Remember, we got a baby together. You just don't want nobody to know.
Excuse
me.
Black Reporter, really?
Oh, you try to put little Debbie as my child?
You better claim little Debbie Black Reporter.
She done lost her ever loving mind.
I would like to remind everybody that next month is Tricycle Week. We'll be coming back.
Lord.
Did you just say trifling week?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, look, let me get my pen and paper ready then.
Hold on. Last year, in August of 2010, Phone Safety Radio debuted Trifling Week. And what Trifling Week is basically you share the most trifling stories that you can think of that involve you. And it will include, we vote on it, a story told, we vote on who's the most trifling. And
Renee,
what?
The woman you hear back in the background was your champion.
Right. Lady C was our champion. Lady C, did you want to tell everybody on the story that you shared about Woody?
That was such a lovely story. Sure, I'll tell everybody this story. Well, what had happened was there was this man, this friend, family friend. He was married.
Well, the story sets up with what happened was.
He was married. One day he showed up at my house. Well, he was married. He happened to be my ex-husband's cousin as well. Let's put all that into picture. So he showed up at the house one day with my daughter. Okay, so I was like, I couldn't believe he showed up to the house with my daughter because we were having something on the side. Me and him was fooling around on the side. So I called my best friend to tell her he showed up with my daughter. My best friend said, how could he do that? Me and him got something going on. I said, no, me and him got something going on. Said, no.
Wow.
Chick, this skinny chick, cheek out here.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Guys out here.
Everybody now wants to be big.
Right, everybody wants
God
to be
damn it,
big.
I don't.
And then
I'm big enough.
And then what it is that they, in the same instance of them wanting to be big, somebody size 4 or, okay, here's the situation. Somebody size 5'6" or size 4 or 5, however they go up down there. I don't know about the smaller numbers. They said that they are considered sick. And those that are considered sick are not sick, those that they're just being fat. And we are the reason why we call ourselves sick, trying to cope with the fact that we are fat. That's what they said. Right. And I'm like, huh? Shut the fuck up. Like, come on, lady. Stop it. That's like somebody sitting up there saying, I don't like black people, but yet you're going to campus every other weekend.
Yeah, you should.
I'm just saying. Those, and that's exactly, those are the complete opposites. I don't like black people, but I want to be tan. I want the exotic look or the erotic look or however you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my shut the fuck up to tonight. Those people that are complete opposite of what they feel and want to bash other people just for the hell of it. So. All right.
That's wonderful.
All right, folks, we got a few more people we're going to bring back home. We're going to bring back to the line, and then we're going to, we might have to shut the show down early. We got 20 minutes remaining on the clock. I'm going to actually get into some more music, and then we're going to come back and talk about something. We'll find something to talk about. All right? Phone Fancy
okay.
Radio. This is Phone Fancy Radio, and yeah. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to be like that.
That wasn't supposed to be like that. Sorry about that. That was my bag. All right, here we go.
Wash it out, baby. Make it hot, baby.
I'm feeling kinda horny. Conventional methods of making love kinda bore me. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'ma call your big daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat tie.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a roughneck nigga, man, dingo in a sack who ain't afraid.
I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn. I'm in the mix now, searching for the right spot to hit now, hit down.
Damn, I love the dick down, you use the rubber.
Damn right,
you are my lover. The bloody good to you, heard the lover.
Man tight, the only thing left to do was climax, let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that, all the time you've been telling me that you was a gun.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen, now let's get it on.
You made me wild, don't do that, chill, wait a minute, baby, let me please your back.
You talk a good one, shorty, love, you're making me sweat. How a live nigga like a girl?
Nice and wet. Get it on to the break of dawn's in your large. How a big girl like it, daddy.
Nice and hard, safe sexing it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was well, baby, I wanna hit it in the worst way.
Make it high.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Damn, I love it when you talk like that.
make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back, more flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the set,
pass the Hennessy,
put my body to the test. Way, way back, many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to higher. So now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Right, I'm in the zone, one of a kind. When it's time to do mine, camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind, let it go on screen while we puff the L. Lay it back in the cup while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it.
Yep. Okay. Now, was that, is that LL Cool J?
That was.
Okay, and what you got? What else you got?
Nothing.
Okay. Let me ask you this, okay?
What?
What's the name? What's officially the name of the song?
Doing It.
Okay. We on?
We've been on.
Oh, duh. That was going to be some old school for you. And doing it around and representing the big boys in Queens. And, of course, in the house, you know, we got New York always represented by La Crush and her crew. But the Boot is represented tonight by yours truly and Lady C. The Boots of the house, huh, Lady C? Lady C?
Yes, hello?
I was saying the Boots represented the house, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The Boot is represented.
The Boots always represented, so.
All right.
I almost stepped up and said the old number.
All right. 805-830-830 Black Report. That's the new number now.
Yes, that's correct. 805-830-8320.
Even though people ask me my number, I still took down phone fans with an old number. The 347-989-0767. I actually took that down as my old number. Like, wait a minute, that's not my number. But anyway, I thought it was true. All right. We are talking about shut the fuck up. You know, there's just so many things out there today that just deserves a shut the fuck up. And and who is the best place to bring it to? Shut the fuck up. This should be a segment on our show. Shut the fuck up. I don't know. I just like saying it like that.
A weekly segment about who that week should shut the fuck up.
Right, it should be a weekly segment on at least take like 10-15 minutes. Like, shut the fuck up. You gotta record that too. Just like that.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You know, something like that.
Wow.
You know.
Well, we'll get it right. We'll definitely get it right. On that note, let's bring back our panel. I'm just gonna say that. That's our panel of callers. We got Renee from the 414. We got Blessed Child from the 856. We got Lady C from the 225. And we do have other people on the line, but they have a loud background, so I can't bring in CBB. He had a loud background, and he was going to the store. But we do have another 414, 687.
Oh, my boss is on the phone.
Your boss is on the phone?
Yes, that's my boss.
Hi, boss.
14, so it's been like 12 years since I've had it. I have one.
That's all I got. I've thought about getting another one, but I'm happy with my girls, you know. We do our thug
and,
we do our
and,
thing, you
and
know
you
what I'm
see,
saying?
For those who don't have or who don't have the extra stuff that Bless is talking about, you learn alternative ways of taking
That's
care
right.
of her. Okay, there you
you
go.
Make it do what it do.
You make it do what it do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just went to the doctor, I think it was last week, I got on the scale, and I was like 185, and I'm like, where's that? If you anybody that has seen me in person, they'll tell you, they will tell me that I'm lying, because I don't look that big.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6.5".
Okay.
So if you think about it, like, for my height, some people say I'm overweight. I'm overweight for my height.
Yeah, she is. She's 20 pounds.
Okay, yeah, you're
for your
okay.
height, you're only supposed to
by medical standards, yeah.
Right, medical standards, I'm overweight for my height. Because I'm only 5'6.5".
And one thing about that, right, I was in high school, right? Everybody getting buff, this and this. I'm a slim dude, you feel me? So you're going to work out, man, get that. If I get big, if I do get big, I get big because I don't. Me. You feel me? I don't know,
right.
Man. I don't got to be the type of dude that get big, get a chest, you know what I mean? Do that motherfucking little emotion that dudes do. You feel me? That's them. And it worked for them. It worked for them. Me, I'm good, man. You're going to respect me because I'm a real cat, and I'm going to keep a real, I'm going to keep 100 with you. Not because I'm not big. Man, like I said, man, look, for example, I go to Black Bikers Week, I go to Spring Break. I get the same attention to half the cats that got muscles and all that. They love my style. I'm a hood cat, but I don't approach myself as a hood cat. I approach myself, look, I got my benefits, because anybody know me, I'm a silly cat. I like to make you laugh. I feel like I can make you laugh. I got you.
Yeah. All right, folks, on that note, let's check out Trenton, New Jersey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fall Radio and sharing with us. We're about to do sharing with us tonight. We're about to start saying goodbyes and good nights and all that other above. So start with Bless Child. Your final thoughts, your good goodbyes or shout outs. I make you happy.
My shout out is, man, one, started off as a lovely show. Two is, man, look, you wake up to see, if you blessed to wake up to see the next day, man, it's a good day, man. Good day, man. God is good. Another thing is, I'm shout out to my baby girls, man. I love y'all.
Okay.
That's
what's up. Renee?
And a dead man, and a dead man, and a dead woman can't complain.
Okay. And Renee?
I just want to thank y'all for always having me, showing me love. And I want y'all to make sure y'all check out my boss, Mrs. PG, on the sidebar. She will be doing the sidebar at 11 o'clock. So how she on mute, I'm going to plug it for, you know.
Well,
she my boss, and if I don't, she might come over here and tase me type shit. I don't really come to tase me and shit. Y'all, I'm PG crazy. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I know she can hear me. Y'all want her to taste me. But make sure y'all tune in to the sidebar. You know, we're going to have some virtual drinks. And you're telling what she might have tonight or whatever. But call into the sidebar.
Okay, Lady C.
Oh, I was going to give you the number, but okay, go ahead.
To everybody, just listen to Phone Fantasy Radio and be blessed. And love yourself and Don't hurt anybody.
Don't hurt anybody. All right. And what's the number to the sidebar?
347-996-5097.
All right.
Could you put that on my Facebook page?
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
I share the link for the sidebar that has the number on there.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. And to everybody that tuned in, this is the first part of the sign off, Black Reporter, your last final shout out.
What time there was has ceased to be, that there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, now go run and tell that. You heard everything we played. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. So until we meet again, you are in and we are out. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.